Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a former partner at Tatum LLC, that organization we told you about for a long time, and now has gone on to be blended into a couple of other companies. Sam worked his entire career as an executive and a consultant to an executive advisor to executives, including in the publicly traded world. He's now an independent advisor to CEOs and to us. We're very happy about that. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, 15 years now, and he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back. Thank you very much.
15 years. This summer, you'll be with us 15 years, Sam. How about that?
Wow. Well, 15 years and getting, just having more fun.
Right. Exactly. So what's on your mind today? You want to talk about measurement, don't you?
Yeah. Let's think in broad terms. We want to talk about what motivates employees and how we can get the most from employees. And within that motivational thing, let's focus on what gets measured gets done. And the idea is...
So we can measure motivation?
Well, yes, you can measure it. Well, you want to measure, sure. You measure results. And when you measure results, you give an identity to those who make the results happen. Whatever it is, almost any activity that is important to your business can be measured and should be measured, and the measuring should be shared not only with the employee, but with the other associates as well.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, the idea is capture what's going on, share the information, and what happens is that people whose performance is measured try harder. It's the same thing as when you go out and play a game of golf. You do this for free. You don't get paid to play golf.
Right. Right.
But the scoring
thank God,
is easy.
Thank God, right?
Yeah. The scoring is easy. What if you went out and played golf and never kept score? You come in at the end of the day and say, well, went out and walked around and
beat the ground.
Ball. And the point is the same, that we do things, we're highly motivated to do things that we measure and can share those measurements with our associates. And I can tell you a couple stories about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where it's actually worked. For example, in the early days, when I was in college, I worked at a plastic bottle manufacturing company, and on a second shift, and became the foreman of
that
shift.
Those were the good old days, weren't they?
Yeah, and we wasn't making any money, but lived pretty well. And we started posting how many bottles we made on the second shift. We just put it up there and said, we made so many hundreds of bottles, thousands maybe. And pretty soon, the first shift said, well, We've made so many bottles, and pretty soon we had this little competition going as to who could make the most, and our productivity went way up, and quality did not go down.
Obviously, it wasn't a union shop.
No.
They don't allow excellence in union shops.
In New Orleans.
My mother talked about working in a factory in World War II.
Yeah.
And right after that, and where the unions were involved, and she was a hard worker, right? She was very industrious,
sure,
and
yeah.
She had her own pride, her own self respect. She was trying really hard, doing a good job. I can just see her doing it right now.
Yep.
They came to her and told her to slow down. She didn't need to produce that much.
Oh, yeah. Well, your worker associates will squash your lunch if you perform too well.
Right. So anyway, that's just an aside. Go ahead, Sam.
But we did it as a team. In another example, later, I was the president of a public company, and we had leather tanneries. And what we wanted to do was to accomplish getting out more square feet of leather per hour of employee. And we started measuring, posting it where the employees came in through the door, and for week after week. We just posted it. And as we posted it, we noticed we were getting better and better and better.
So they had never seen how they'd been performing up to that.
No, they never had. Yeah. They just came to work every day and went home.
You got to come up with some kind of benchmark.
They improved on their own terrifically. And then we said, look, if you can get to a certain point and maintain it for six consecutive weeks, we'll have a little financial bonus.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. Sam Norwood, and I'll be right back after these messages, folks. This works. You know that it does. We're going to get Sam to help you install it in your company. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.